broadcasting from Hollywood, California. It's Grant's Rants, Hollywood Talk.
The royal wedding is over, and that's okay with us. The Hollywood Reporter puts Nexium Cult's Allison Mack front and center. Arrested Development returns with all eyes on Jeffrey Tambor. And Lala Kent isn't well received in France. That and more with People Magazine's Abby Stern. Let the ranting begin. I am joined by Abby Stern, writer and author of According to a Source, the book. Welcome to the rants.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I know you through Amanda Lauren, who is, I believe, episode 90 of this podcast. She recommended having you on. I was like, of course, because you're our kind of people.
Oh, thank you. I love Amanda Lauren. Thank you, Amanda.
Yes. You know the pop culture world. I mean, you've been in it. You've been embedded in it for a while.
I know.
So we're in for some good commentary, so let's go. Let's get
into
it.
All right, let's get that shade started.
Yes. The royal wedding. You mentioned in an email you weren't feeling it. Do you feel guilty about this? Do you not care? I don't know about how I feel about it.
Well, let's be clear. I feel like I put, shh, don't say anything, and it's the first thing you bring up on this podcast. I was going to just fake it and pretend. So I guess that plan is out the window. I don't know. I just... There's so much hype, and like, to me, it's like watching when you're watching a movie or something. Like, it's not like I know them or I'm invested emotionally. I was just at a wedding 2 weeks ago, and it was so beautiful and small and intimate. And I don't know, this seems like such a, it's for everyone else, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's
it's so
true.
Like overproduced almost. Mm-hmm. It's namaste. I'm very happy for them.
Yeah.
Let love rule, all of that. But I don't know. I mean, they had like, guests got like a 20% off coupon for the gift shop in their gift bags. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
They got, there was like a gift bag that said like H&M, and they had the date on it, and they got some shortbread, some chocolate, a commemorative magnet, and then 20% off at the gift shop where they got married. So I don't know. If you're like giving out, I'm all for a gift bag. Don't get me wrong. But maybe not like a coupon in your wedding gift bag.
Yeah, I know. A coupon, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you said H&M, I was like, oh, they got a corporate sponsor. But no.
Yeah.
Harry and Meghan. Yeah, makes sense. But yeah, no, I'm not that interested. I did see a few highlights on Instagram. Kathy Lee Gifford wearing a swan hat, full swan on her head.
Oh, okay. So like Bjork, kind of.
Yeah, a little channeling. Yeah.
Okay.
I saw that. Any highlights that you picked up on?
The first dress I was not a huge fan of. A girlfriend of mine, Lonnie, posted on her Instagram. She was like, my BCBG prom dress was tailored better than this. I did like the second Stella dress a lot. But I have to say, like, for me, the Gary Jannetty following him on Instagram today was the best highlight for me. I actually didn't see anything live.
I didn't see anything live either. I slept in. I was tired, and that's fine with me. I mean, I figure like you can't escape it. Like, I never sought out any information, and I was talking about this at work. I'm really not that interested yet. I feel like I know all the family drama, the father's health condition, the mother's there, all the drama with that stepsister or whatever the hell she is, the other one. So I feel like I've heard so much just by like watching Wendy Williams and being in the world of just knowing what's happening here and there, that I can't escape it. So I feel like I know enough.
Yeah.
So I'll see the wedding.
I really actually do hope, though, that they kind of took a moment to themselves to enjoy it, because there is so much pomp and circumstance that goes on with it that, you know, hopefully you only do this once, and they really took time out to let the significance sink in.
What type of vibe do you get from Meghan? There's been a lot of terms they throw out, whether she's an opportunist or she's really there for him or if she's a climber. You know, I think it might be a little bit of both. I'm sure she's really into him, but it also doesn't help that she's elevated her status.
Right. Well, I've never seen Suits, and so I've never really seen much of her even in interviews. But I have to say, all these people that are calling her such a social climber, to me, that doesn't seem like a fun life where you are under this microscope and, you know, she can't go out and have a night with her girls and wear a skirt that's too short because it's just not possible when you're kind of feeling yourself. So
that's true.
I almost feel like you're giving up some of your freedom. So for me, if I was going to like social, I would want more freedom. You know, usually people that marry for money, it's so they can kind of like, oh, I want to go to Cabo for the weekend and, you know, get the penthouse suite. Mm-hmm. It's for more freedom. It's not for, so I don't know. I don't really get a read on her because I don't really, I just haven't seen much of her, but
that's true.
I don't know. I mean, look, it very well could be, but like, listen, it's not like this is going to like help her win an Oscar or anything. You know, she kind of had to give up her entire career.
Yeah.
So,
right. If you weigh it out that way, it might not be so worth it just to say you have social stature when you have to give everything up, just to say you have what? So I get it. Well, if you're tired of hearing about the royal wedding, we will move on, and I get it. But one person who can't even be bothered talking about it is Emma Thompson. She gave an interview, and she said, they asked her, you know, how do you feel about the wedding? Any thoughts about it? And she said, there's not a single thought about it in my head to share with you. I'm so sorry. She went on to say, I haven't even, it doesn't occur to me, actually. My son is getting married next year, so I am much more sort of dealing with that. But really, I have nothing to say about it. And I like it. It's very honest.
I love it. And you know what's funny? Like doing reporting all the time, they want, if there's a situation going on with somebody that's worked with someone, even if they worked together a long time ago, they'd say, oh, do you have any well wishes for this person? Even if they maybe had like one scene with them in some indie movie like 5 years ago and they never spoke again. I think it's so crazy. I get it. We all want to consume that kind of information. But for Emma Thompson, like, it's not like she's friends with them. I'm sure she's met them in passing. And she's like, no, my own son that has my DNA is getting married. And she's probably a busy lady.
Yeah.
But I get it. I love that she just says whatever she wants.
I wanted to get your thoughts on that because Abby is a former reporter in the business. So I wanted to see what you thought. You know, that type of different response than normally the kissing that everybody does, and you know, with, like you mentioned, with these statements.
Right. Well, you know what? I mean, she got a whole article out of it, so it's a good soundbite, whether or not she meant it or not. Because, you know, we get so many stock answers, and so many times you kind of have to push for these quotes, and it's just like, come on, give me something I can work with, because this is pretty useless now. So who knows? I mean, she got an article about it, and she's in the press about it. So whether or not she believes it or not,
well, I think she's speaking for a lot of us, you know, who are like, okay, we everyone's got a lot of stuff going on. Like, that's good, but I've got my own real stuff to worry about over here. Mm-hmm. And so I'm all for that. So let's move along to this this NXIVM cult. Allison
I'm
Mack,
obsessed.
She's on the cover of The Hollywood Reporter. And I thought I saw it as like a joke, but then I saw like the real, at work, like the
was
real
that the
trade.
Was the first time you'd kind of seen...
I had heard about this. I had known about this. And in fact, I had to stop looking into it because one of the biggest highlights, and we'll talk about what's really, you know, the controversy around it. But one of the biggest highlights is this is branding that they do. And I can't look at that. There was a scene in Orange is the New Black. Like, I can't look at anything like that at all. Like that stuff like that. Certain things like turn my stomach. So to see they reference that in every interview, every 2020 clip, like they're always referencing that. I had to like kind of give myself some distance. But
apparently that's going to be a really key piece of evidence in the trials. So, I mean, I get why they keep bringing it up, even though it's the same way. I get really uncomfortable or anything with needles. I'm very squeamish. Yeah. So I understand that. Yeah. But there's so much that's come out that...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm fascinated by cults. I mean, Scientology and then the other one with the Rajneesh cult. Like, I love it. But as far as, like, body mutilation, like, that's where I'm like, all right, I'll just read about this. I don't need a visual.
No.
So this Keith Raniere, what a creep. There's a reports that he and this Allison have sex slaves and diet control. And then we mentioned that branding. And then that Allison Mack had to find women to join this all women's version of the cult. And then all these women are connected through his sperm. Like, what?
But then I read other reports too that he was impotent. So I'm very confused about the whole sexual aspect of the cult. And then she's married to Nikki Klein, who is an actress on Battlestar Galactica, I think.
So she's married to a woman?
She's
with him?
But she's not with him. No. She's just like his, like, second
like
in command. And like is obviously brainwashed and wants to please him, which is why she does this. I guess I read something that she wasn't his type. He likes really, really thin brunettes. And so
she's pretty small, but okay. Yeah.
I don't know. It's
I watched someone posted on YouTube like a recruitment video of her like trying to sell people on coming in and all this. And it was all the usual stuff. Like, you know, like you're going to be like held accountable here and respected here. And it was so boring. I turned it off. So I don't know. Like, she probably couldn't have been that successful. Like, I can't imagine that many people are in this cult. I don't know. It seems to me like on the small side. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know anything about numbers, but here's the thing about some of those things. Like, at least with the Wild Wild Country, they all were kind of confined to one space. If you're living on your own, I don't really get how somebody has control over you. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Me and my, when I'm at home, like, right. How somebody's going to kind of tell me what to do. Like, I don't do everything I know I'm supposed to do for myself. So, like, why am I going to do something that someone else told me to do? Or, like, if there's an Oreo laying around and I've reached my calorie limit, I'm probably eating it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just a mind control thing. Like people, there's this one man, I can't remember his name, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but he left Scientology and then went back because his whole life was this specific mindset and he could not function outside of the church.
That sounds like people in prison that end up going back because they're so used to the structure.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's scary. The human mind, you know, it could be powerful, but also powerful against you.
Yeah.
So what's interesting, I did a little research. Stormy Daniels has a brand in the same location, allegedly. I saw a picture, but this was on YouTube, where they've been branding these women before. Like, you know, as all the reports have shown where it is. She has tattoos over it. She's been asked about it. She says she's not affiliated with this cult.
Wait, she had their brand?
It appears that
way.
She said that it was scarring. I don't know if it was surgery or an accident or whatever. But it's in the same location. People have analyzed this. There are now tattoos over it. But it's interesting. I mean, would anything surprise you at this point?
No. Especially, I mean, that kind of... It might make sense that you would work in the sex industry if you've been part of it. I mean, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, don't get me wrong, but from, you know, every documentary I've seen, that seems to be like, you know, she might be recovering or I don't know, but she does seem pretty with it. So, and I gotta give it, I'm on Team Stormy at this point.
Yeah.
So I don't care, like, if she was right now.
Yeah. Well, what else is going on with this thing? I mean, the whole thing is she's now, Allison is, could face up to 15 years in prison with that Rainier, that creep, well, that other one. she is charged with sex trafficking and forced labor. And we're going to see what she gets sentenced to.
Well, I think it will be interesting to see if she flips on him or not. And there's kind of conflicting reports that she's so brainwashed that she's going to take the fall. And apparently, I read some report that if she kind of takes the fall and says, oh, he didn't know anything about this, that he could really have a chance at either walking or getting a really reduced sentence, but also to save herself. It depends kind of where her mental state is at, I guess, right?
Let's hope she has some good, smart lawyers. But yeah, I mean,
you know what? It doesn't matter, though. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's because it's your decision at the end of the day. Yeah. Your lawyers can advise you, but they can't make you plea or admit to something that you don't.
Let me be honest. I don't want to see either of them come out of this. If they're guilty, they're guilty. So hopefully they'll both get the time they need.
I feel bad for her because I do think she was brainwashed, but that doesn't absolve you from responsibility at the same time.
No. And she is out there actively recruiting. I mean, she's capable and using her mind to manipulate people. And I don't buy if it's for like the whole greater good, but I'm captivated by this. But I think that this will all come to an end shortly, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hope that woman... Catherine Oxenberg, I forget what show she was on. Her daughter, India, I think, is like involved. And she's been like, she was one of the first people that brought it to light. It was so I hope that they have a happy ending regardless, also, because it did really rip apart families. And,
you know, I saw that interview with Catherine and talking about her daughter. And all I could think of was that this girl will come out of this, but what are the lifelong implications of being put in that area where you're likely sexually abused, you lose power and control of your body and your diet, and you know, your whole mindset changes when you get out of something like that. That's a mess.
Did you see Room, movie with Brie Larson that she won the Oscar for? It showed her coming out of captivity, and it kind of showed those after effects as well, and how you'd think that you'd be so ecstatic to finally have your freedom back, and that it's such a recovery that...
Makes me think. Yeah, I feel bad. Well, wow. Way different. Way different on this next topic. Arrested Development, season 5 on Netflix. Usually these things are connected and like they roll through, but this is totally different. So let's just take a complete left turn. Do you watch?
I do. That was actually, the first 3 seasons were some of my favorite seasons of television.
Now, the 4th season was original to Netflix.
Yes.
There was an original cut, which they couldn't get everyone in the same room and all these different time scheduling conflicts, so everyone had separate stories. Then they remixed it.
Mm-hmm.
I've since rewatched the full remixed 4th season, which was now edited in chronological order. You know, for me, my opinion was, for anyone who's looked at it, I wonder what you think, but for me, it went from like a C plus to like a B. Like it didn't hurt it, but it didn't make a iffy season that much better.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take a look at season 4?
I did. I watched season 4 originally, and I kind of felt the same way. I was like, oh, I wanted this to like, I just wanted to be so excited, and I was a little bit mediocre. And then I started watching a little bit of the remix, and I actually asked a friend of mine who'd originally introduced me to the show. I was like, what do you think of the remix? And he was like, you know, it's still the same content. It doesn't change the actual content just because it's edited differently. Yeah. So, but I did hear an old colleague of mine was at the premiere for season 5. And I was like, how was it? And he was like, oh, my God, it was like the original 3 seasons because they showed a few episodes. Oh, so I'm very excited.
Let's hope they got all the critical notes that were out there. I mean, that season wasn't the most well received. So hopefully they had enough time. Hopefully they made the necessary changes. That's good news though.
Yeah, no. And you know, I think for their credit, they did try and work with what they had available at the time. And like, it's really hard to write a good TV show when you have no obstacles. Mm-hmm. And with all of those obstacles, like I do have to give Mitch Hurwitz a little bit of props, even though it wasn't the best. It was also still probably better than stuff that's out there, but we just had such high expectations because it was coming back and we'd like campaign for it. And like,
yeah, it had been years.
Exactly. So I wonder if we'll kind of start to, as time continues to move, if we'll see it in a little bit of a different light.
Yeah, I'm excited. They have billboards now starting to pop up. The show's coming out on Netflix May 29th. So it's right around the corner from the time we're taping this show. So it's good to see things, you know, being advertised. A lot of the press around it is all going back to Jeffrey Tambor, who had allegations of misconduct put on him in the month of October. And that was just when they were finalizing production on the show. So he's been since then let go of Transparent, and he didn't do press on the red carpet for this premiere. So I mean, it's smart, you know.
I didn't say, would you?
No. Yeah. So unfortunately, a lot of the content coming out of that night where it was all the cast being interviewed about him.
Which I asked about him. Having been in that position of having to ask, I'm like, I don't get paid enough to ask this because it's so uncomfortable to be like, so what do you think of this person that you've known for, you know, 10 years being accused of these horrific things? And what are they really supposed to say?
What do you expect them to say? They're standing next to him, you know?
And it's just a hard situation to navigate. I actually did read some of the press and I think that they handle, I mean, and I wasn't in that situation. I think they tried to handle it neutrally while not denouncing him. And also because, like, that's bad for their show if they come out and they – so you also – they're probably looking at their careers and they want this to continue and all of that. But
there's a lot of motivation. This show – the goal is to syndicate the show, which I don't know how they can do TV distribution-wise if it's a Netflix original, but – you know, there's a lot of money that they could potentially be making on the show. Yeah. So, yeah, why
ruin
it?
But at the same time, you know, you do need to kind of sit there and really take in what these women have said. And I still come back to the fact that our president still has a job, but all of these actors are out of work somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't, I don't understand how, you know, like, and listen, people should be 100% accountable if they did things that, and it's proven that they did. I am, you know, and even, I don't think women made things up, but I don't understand why all of these people are more accountable than our leader.
Yeah. Aaliyah Shawkat, she's as a proponent of Me Too, very much involved. So I was curious to see what she would say. And she said that it's complicated. She supports Jeffrey being on the show, but also supports the voices of the victims. A very appropriate statement.
I think she was between a rock and a hard place, especially I think being so vocal about Me Too, you know, which hopefully we all are on board with that now.
Yeah, I mean,
if you have
so.
Not been, you sorry, like turn this off. sorry, I don't mean to lose you any listeners, but I feel bad for her. And, you know, probably her publicist is probably saying one thing. The Netflix publicist is probably saying another thing. And
yeah.
I'm actually surprised that a lot of them gave statements at all. If it were me, I would not have. And also, who knows, like, they may know stuff that, like, they're just not putting out. I mean, it's really tough. I'm not saying they do or any, you know, this could be about anyone and being asked about anyone.
Right. Yeah, it's a shame whether Jeffrey is guilty or innocent or in between. It's just a shame that this show that we really could use right now in these times that's very fun, light, ridiculous. Like, I enjoy a good comedy, and this is a very smart comedy, that it's really overshadowed by this. You know, it is,
but it's also important, I think, because, like, it is real life that, like, how do we kind of navigate people? If I'm not saying that he did, but just in general, people doing bad things and their work, you know, how should that affect their job?
Yeah, right.
I think it's interesting. And it is a conversation. We haven't figured it out yet. So as much as I think it'll be, we'll turn to Netflix, we'll laugh. But it is good to kind of keep it because none of this stuff has really stopped, I don't feel like. Especially maybe in entertainment. It's gone down a little bit with all of the awareness. But, you know, it's also happening to women that live all over this country that are in all sorts of jobs that really do feel powerless because they need this job. And so keeping the conversation going is important.
Yeah, I know it seems to have faded a little bit. I've been watching Real Housewives of New York, and Carol went to speak, and she's going to write an article. And I was like, wait, what time of the year is this? This was like right before Christmas. And I remember right before the end of the year, everyone was different person every week. And it's slowed down a little bit since then. It's still part of the conversation, but, you know, let's hope that the people who are making these allegations, let's hope that they're telling the truth first, and then let's get to the bottom of what needs to be done to clear out the dead.
I mean, I don't think that it makes anybody look good just to come out and say something, because it's embarrassing if something.
Well, yeah, what do they get out of it?
Exactly.
They
so
don't get
and
anything
you know.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that they figure this stuff out, and the people who need to be taken to justice will be. I think the whole thing with Bill Cosby was like a huge moment. So.
Yeah, fine. I'm sure how many years was it? Like,
yeah, and I feel like it wasn't that massive when it was announced, but to me, I think that's like a really big thing.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at that. We'll be keeping our eye on the Me Too movement, of course. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about Lala Kent in Cannes. She's just like living she's living everyone's best life.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about this book. Very seldomly do I have someone's project like that I can touch, hold, read, and look at. You know, usually it's always something
it's tangible.
Digital.
It's
so
nice.
It's nice. Yes. So I'm looking forward to talking about that and a lot more. Also, if you want to pick up tickets, they're now available. Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk live show, Keeping It 100, the 100th episode, will be happening on June 30th. The tickets are up, and you can find them over on Eventbrite and on all my social media. You can find the links to be able to pick up those tickets. So plan your trip now if you'd like to come. And we'll be back in a moment with Abby Stern. Hey, listeners, thank you for listening to this episode of The Rants. I hope you're enjoying it. I must mention that I'm continuing to use Harry's razors, and I'm continuing to promote them here on The Rants because I believe in the product. The closeness of the shave, very smooth and comfortable. I've really come to enjoy it, and I'm still using my Harry's razors. And I'm hoping that if you have an interest, you will too. Harry's stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching to razors isn't easy, and that's what I had to deal with. And, you know, they created this trial offer, and I just say, like, I've used every inch of that offer that I've received myself. So I encourage you to check it out. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/grantsrants. And, you know, if something like a Patreon or the live show that you would like to attend isn't possible, this is another way to support the podcast. And this also gets you something out of it, something for yourself, a friend, a gift. So head on over to harrys.com/grantsrants, and you can get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for that close, comfortable shave I'm talking about. It comes with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. I encourage you to check it out if you like. Listeners of my show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/grantsrants. Make sure you go to harrys.com/grantsrants to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you and help support the show.
You're listening to Grant's Rants. Subscribe and spread the word.
There are a lot more rants to come.
Listen anytime on all major podcasting platforms.
And now, back to the show.
And we're back talking with author Abby Stern. And we're going to take a look at Lala Kent, someone that I think we're both feeling right now. How do you feel about her?
I really like Lala. Like, I don't know. People were really mixed after the second reunion. Mm-hmm. But I still like her a lot. I just think that she kind of comes out and says what she wants to say. And I don't think she really thinks about, like, the repercussions of what she's saying. So, yeah, I like it.
I like her. You know, to me, even they, like you mentioned the reunion, they asked her, you know, like, well, are you really a feminist when you, you know, have, we'll just say she's taken care of.
Right.
In certain ways. And, you know, she's like,
financially.
Financially. She's like, well, I never claimed to be a feminist. She's like, this is just how I go about it. It's just like my mindset. And I was like, that's all you should say. Just leave it at that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
she does sometimes dig herself in a hole.
Yeah. But I enjoy her. I think she's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And, you know, she's out there. She's got this boyfriend now. It's public. And I knew last year when she was trying to keep it a secret, I was like, bitch, next year it's all going to be out there. And here we are. It's very public. She's with this guy, whether or not she was with him when they were married. He was separated. And then they got together. Was that it? It was legal separation?
Yeah. Or even if I think you're just separated. By the way, isn't that the point of a separation to explore and see if you want to stay in your relationship or if you want to leave?
Is it? I don't know.
I
don't know.
That's what I always thought.
I've never been separated, but then again, I've never been married.
Either. But I would think that it's so you figure things out. And so you say, like, okay, we're committing to this relationship, or okay, like, we want different things.
Yeah. All it is legality. So people can say, you are with a married man. That's all that it is. Lala, I feel like I know a lot of Lalas in LA. I feel like there's a lot of that type of girl, not necessarily like getting everything paid for, getting everything paid for, but maybe from their parents. But I feel like she's a great example of someone that lives in LA, has a small job, and like does a reality show. Like, I know a lot of Lalas. How do you feel about her?
I mean, I don't know. I really am conflicted. I get it, I guess. But what are you going to do when you're not as hot is my thing.
Exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
And she is trying this singing thing, and everyone should pursue their passions and their dreams. But I feel like whenever you're relying on anyone else for your stability, that's never a good situation.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Because you're at their mercy. They have all the power.
Funny you should say that, because I asked this because my friend Jen texted me a picture of her on the red carpet. She's there in Cannes for Gotti, her boyfriend's movie. And there she is with Travolta and 50 Cent, and she's looking amazing, hand in hand with her boyfriend. And my friend Jen was like, where did I go wrong?
Like, I know, right? Sometimes I feel like that. Like, she's on like the private jet all the time, and I'm like, wait, why am I like working like a crazy person?
And my response was, I think like he like really like kind of controls her life, not like a controlling man, but like he like if you're like an independent person, I couldn't be in a relationship.
Lala's
like
so
that.
Coming for you. She came for Jennifer Lawrence. You better get ready.
Bring it. I got a show to sell tickets for. But no, I'm not saying that he's controlling her like a controlling spouse, but he gives her what she's got. And for someone who's independent, I don't think I would be comfortable with someone like keeping me on like a budget and stuff like that. And like she said with her rent, like there's a cap and all that. Like, I'm very like, I pay my own stuff. So for me, that setup wouldn't work. So I, as great as that is that she's doing all that, for me, I don't think I'd be too thrilled. But for her, it works. And it works for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So
I think that also she's young. She's under 30. Yeah. So you know, maybe that works now. Maybe you never know how long anything will work for. So she's probably like, I'm going to go with this now. I'm very much in love with this man. And if things need to change, they'll change, or yeah. they won't.
I'm just cut from a different cloth, but hey, game recognizes game. And right. She's out there. She's at camp right now, and I'm not. So
yeah, like if anyone wants to get me a new like a Mercedes and like some new like I won't be opposed.
Yeah, I know. What strings does that come with? That's the thing. But she seems to think it's good. So
yeah.
that you know, whatever works for these people works for them. But she's been in trouble. A French woman told her off because she's supposed to. Apparently, you can't drink outside in France.
I'm from New Orleans, so this boggles my mind because I'm just used to open container, and their bars are open 24 hours a day. There was a bar next to where my parents lived, and it was literally open 24 hours. Like, the people from the hospital would be coming in the morning after they got off their shift. So this whole thing, especially France.
Wow. Yeah, France. I assume she's at a hotel or an event space, so, like, what's the stuff apart from, like, going out on a balcony with a glass of wine? Like, who cares? But apparently she cannot drink, and this woman told her off, and she turned right back and told the woman off, and she said, I heard you the first time, and in America, we don't play, so you better stop talking to me.
God, I love her.
I just like it. She just is ready.
She is. It, like, for someone who has the biggest fucking earrings I've ever seen, she has earrings off and, like, no time.
I know. I like that she's so tough. Yeah. I can see a little bit of myself in her. But, you know, I wonder, like, I want to know more about her upbringing and her life as to what brought her to this point where she feels like Tupac is in her body and, like, all this. Like, why does she feel like she has so much street cred? Like, I just want to know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more that.
But, like, also street cred and a baby bottle at night. So she's this, like, great dichotomy.
Yeah, I know. I know, the biggest mess, that whole thing. And the fact that she kept doing it, too. I was like, oh, we're still going with this. Okay. Yeah, they need to address that in the reunion. I'm hoping part three that, we need to at least, let's give that a moment, please. So she's out there. She's yachting. She's in an Instagram video with 50 Cent. Good for her. But again, you know,
I kind of want to try. I really actually want to try her beauty line. It looks good.
What as opposed to give them Lala.
Give them Lala. I mean, because, you know, every celebrity or every Bravo celebrity kind of gets something, but hers actually looks really good, I feel like.
Yeah. One thing I noticed is that everybody on that show, Vanderpump Rules, they know that she's like the new it girl coming out of that show, and they're all up her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Except Sheena, but Sheena will get, she'll get there. Give her 5 minutes.
Do you think, this is totally off topic, but do you think Sheena will come back next season? I feel like she's kind of like out of the group.
She is. It's looking like she's out of the group. When she walked out, I mean, Ariana, like, I guess she looked around and was like, all right, I guess I'll go. But, like, nobody defended her. Nobody cared that she was there or tried to, like, argue her point for her. Just no allies. And that's not a good look in these ensemble shows. I don't know. There's something about her I like. I like her more than Stassi. I don't know why, but I have a soft spot for Sheena. Don't know why, but let's talk about this book, according to a source. Paperback, the version is coming out on June 19th.
Yes, hard copies are already available.
There you go. So we've got one in between us here. Yes. So I've been reading the book. I am almost at the end. I'm on like chapter 22. I've given as much time as I can in between work, but I am just like swamped. So I don't want to sit here and say, oh, I read the book, the whole thing. And like, you know, other people on TV who say, I read the book and they didn't even pick it up. But I am in it. I am enjoying it. Let me tell you, quite honestly, I've been so busy with everything that it's been a very high pressure month. But this book has given me an escape to a different world that I've been looking forward to, and I read it at night before I go and start the whole process of getting ready for bed, and it puts me in a different space.
Oh, good. Thank you. That makes me very happy to hear. It's a fun, light. There's a little bit of levity to it in certain places. But yeah, it's a fun, like, summer beach read to kind of take your mind off the crazy world.
Right. Knowing your work history and reading the whole premise of this book, I can't help but question how close it is to your experience. So I want to just, like, give you this opportunity to say, you know, I know it's inspired by your career, but I want to know, like, you know, where does Ella start and where do you begin?
Wow. It's all fiction. She definitely has some aspects of her personality that are mine. And I think sometimes, you know, when I was doing that job too, and when I started reporting, I was so young that sometimes you make a decision and you don't really realize the kind of like we're saying about Lala, you don't really realize the consequences that your actions will have until the consequences come, and then you have to figure out
and grow from those
how to move forward. So there's definitely that, but yeah, I really wanted, you know, it's a novel, so you have to have, it tells a story narratively. You have the beginning, the middle, and the end, you know, the all is lost moment, the lost night of the soul, everything structurally that anyone writes kind of knows. So you do kind of have to fit it into that framework. So even things that I originally had kind of envisioned for the narrative, you're like, nope, doesn't work. Like that was, that gets cut. So yeah, it's a story about a girl who goes to nightclubs and restaurants in Los Angeles and kind of has to spy and observe celebrities. So when you're reading a story and it says, according to a source, you know, so-and-so did this or that, that was actually her job. It wasn't just some random person that called it in. So it's trying to, it's kind of like Devil Wears Prada in the way where it gives you a peek behind the curtain, but it's also fiction. So it's, it's fun. You kind of get to see a little bit of the nitty gritty of the alerts on your phone, how they kind of came to be.
I've literally every breaking moment that I've had, I've carried it with me all over to my different jobs and stuff, and I've been reading it because I'm really into it, and I encourage people to check it out. It really is, like you mentioned, like this like fly on the wall girl who's just getting all this information, and she's got pressure behind her. There's some jeopardy here because she's going to keep her job.
Yeah, there's a new boss that comes in and kind of says, you know, I'm only have the budget for a certain number of you, so I am going to give you this points based system. Here's how you earn points, and when you're at the bottom, you just get fired. So she's got, and she loves what she does and doesn't want to lose it, and it's kind of her identity up to that point.
I do find myself rooting for her, but at times, like with her ex relationship, I kind of give her the side eye sometimes too.
Yeah, well, you know, it was actually really important to me that, and I got a little bit of that feedback too, where people would be like, some of the stuff she does was really unlikable, and I like hated her for a minute. And I'm like, yeah, that's called a well-rounded female character.
I don't hate her.
No, but like, are you likable on all days? I am certainly not. There are some days where I'm not likable, and sometimes where it's like, why the did you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. I just did
She's a young girl in LA.
And by the way, if it was a guy, I feel like nobody would say, oh, they're really, like, they're unlikable at times. They'd be like, oh, you know, I just made, like, a bad choice.
Yeah. I gotcha. I like a lot of the references. I live for some good references. One thing I love is the Chateau Marmont, and the importance of the patio in the story is huge, and is one of my favorite places. So that stood out to me immediately, and I can just totally see these scenes play out like a television show when I'm reading them, because I know that space very well. And the mention of just so many different things around LA, like Mount Olympus, Coffee Bean, Fred Siegel. So it's like my little world where I live. I feel like I can totally relate to like her the landscape of the story. I wish I could live in someone's very fancy home. And
me too.
Yeah, she's got some advantages there.
Yeah,
but good for her. And I've been enjoying this story. And I encourage people to check it out. Where can people find the book?
They can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and barnesandnoble.com.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
One thing I loved that I wrote down when I was reading it, because I was like, should go in like a frame, is that the character in the book has a friend of 8 years, which is like 20 years in LA. And that is so accurate. And I could tell someone who's lived here and done this for a while knows. And that's where that came from.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you have a lot of these kind of like, you get really close to people for a period of time, and then either something happens or somebody found somebody better to be friends with, especially since you were just talking about kind of social climbing. That happens a lot when you find your people, you really stick with them.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a lot of my friends at this point I've been friends with for like over 10 years. It's like that no new friends. I'm like, I'm good. I don't need somebody that's going to kind of like see like what I'm about and be like, oh, how can you be of use to me? You know? Yep.
Now that's real, LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And like for me, my situation has been like a lot of people have moved. So to have someone hang out here for a while and stick it out too through the all the ups and downs that come with living here, that's been my biggest challenge, is like people hang on long enough.
Yeah.
So to have a long-term friendship in LA really is like that of a 20-year relationship. So yeah, that's fantastic. I encourage everyone to check out the book. I'm really enjoying it. And I apologize. I wish I could have finished it in time for this whole interview. If I had one more day, I would have been fine.
It is actually a fast read. Like for when you do have time for the listeners, it is like a fun, light read. And you can either kind of piece it together, or I have a friend, I remember she texted me when it first came out last year, and she's like, I read it on a plane ride, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, great. Like, all that work. And like, you're done in like, you know, 3 hours. Like, I'm so glad that it took me all of my blood, sweat, and tears. And you're like, okay, done. Loved it.
You don't have to worry about that with me. I'm taking my time. I'm enjoying the story. I did not want to rush through it. I especially didn't want to like skip chapters. We're not going to do that just to say I read the whole thing. So I'm in it. I'm going to continue it. Amen. So I want to talk a little bit more about you and your past with stand-up.
Yeah, I did a little bit of stand-up. I was going through like a weird time, and I was just like, I'd been acting, and I said, I'm going to kind of do something that scares me a little bit. And everybody, whenever people are like, oh my God, you did stand-up, I could never do that. Having done it, I say that you can if you want to do it. Mm. It's just one of those things where the fear is much greater than actually doing it. My act at this, I mean, I had like a 7-minute act, I think, and I did it, and it was, you know, successful for a small thing, but it's a lot of work. And I was kind of like, this isn't my dream to kind of like go on tour as a stand up. And it's too much to put yourself to put in if you don't want to really make it your profession. So I very gracefully bowed out and zero people noticed.
I want to know though, putting together a 7-minute set, how long did that take you?
I actually took a class, believe it or not, with a woman in LA, Leslie Wolf, and that's kind of her whole thing, is she helps you piece together parts of your personality and things.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and she works with you. I don't remember how many weeks it is, and then you go and perform. This was also, God, like probably like, what year is it? 2018. This was probably like 2008. So it was probably like 10 years ago. You know, it took a couple weeks and you had to do some writing on your own, but a lot of it was kind of talking and pulling out, oh, that's actually interesting. And then you kind of take that kernel and expand on it.
I would love to just try it. Like you just should give it a shot. Yeah.
Reach out to Leslie.
Yeah. Well, I love that. Especially that you did something that made you nervous and scared you. And like, that was similar to something I did this year earlier around January with improv, and it was just such a great release. It was so, I felt like I should have done it years before. So I'm all for that. Like, I almost put myself out of my comfort zone too much where I'm like exhausted. It's just too much sometimes, but I'm always trying different things. I'm always hustling over here. It's just too much. So is there anything else you'd like to promote? Where can we find you online? What's good?
Yeah. Instagram and Twitter are at Abby Stern, ABBYSTERN, and Facebook is at Abby Stern Author. The paperback comes out on June 19th, and got working on some other things, but nothing to talk about yet.
Yeah, that happens a lot. A lot of people, you know, this.
Well, you know, in this business, you never know. I always say until that check's cleared, I never like to talk about anything because things can be going, and at the last minute, they're not, and then you feel like such an ass. People are like, oh, what happened with that one? And you have to like kind of like hang your head in shame, like, oh, it didn't go through at the end.
But anyone who really is in this business knows that that happens. That's a reality.
And you've always got to be working on kind of 10 things at the same time.
Oh my God, it never ends.
So that's why we don't sleep and we don't get a chance to read, and I know. Drink, or at least
I started a job at the end of last year, and I haven't even been able to talk about it on this show because I'm producing shows that are not out yet, so I feel like this is ridiculous. Like, I like to be, you know, pretty open about like what I'm working on, and I've had a lot of great people follow me to this show, but I can't say certain things. It's because it's just like there's so many, you know, so many legalities with getting these things done and made and up. Once it's out in the public, I can, you know, promote it. But I'd like to be able to tell people what I've been pouring my time into, you know?
Yeah, I know. I think people think that I'm like, they look at my Instagram and it's like, what do you do all day? Like, you were at like this party or this thing. And it's like, no, like the reality is I'm usually inside for 98% of the day just typing away. And but yeah, and same thing. People kind of think if they don't see it on social media, you're not doing it.
Exactly. So last night, for the hell of it, I put, I'm working till 8:30 at night, bitches. Hi, haters. I'm really doing stuff. So yeah, and yes.
But who cares? Yesterday. Let them think what they want. We'll just keep going and collecting those checks.
As right? long,
and that was a very NeNe Leakes moment, I feel.
But it, like I always say, as long as the check's clear, what do I care? Who's saying what?
So, laughing all the way to the bank.
Yes. Well, I want you guys to tell a friend about the show if you haven't. I want more people to discover it because there's a lot of really good things coming. We're on our way to that great 100th episode with a huge party, so really pumped for that. And keep checking things out. You guys, of course, can find me on all those social media platforms. You know where to find me at this point. But keep supporting the show. I love you for listening. Abby, good luck with your book.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking soon. We'll be back with more rants.
This has been Grant's Rants. Support the Rants on Patreon. Follow us on Twitter at It's Grant's Rants. Cover art created by Howie Roney. Voiceover by Aw Yeah. Original theme music composed by Alexander Arntzen. The Grant Michael Collection.